As we do each and every hump day of Wednesday around this time, we catch up with Councillor Glenn Milne. Very good morning to you, Milne. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt Mann. Oh, fantastic. It's a beautiful day outside.
It has been a beautiful day for the last week or so. It's been amazing, especially over Easter. And how good were the power sports over the Easter long weekend?
Yeah, what a sensational weekend. I mean, you know, it started off with Good Friday with Show and Shine. And I think, you know, it was around 10,000 people went through there. That was fantastic, good to see. Then, of course, we went into the footy, speed boats, motorbike, drags, all of it fantastic. You know, some great events, and we need to thank the volunteers and that. There's a lot of people from our local community that spent their whole Easter working, you know, so everyone else could have a good time. And what a great effort by them, because I've spoken to one or two businesses. They've had their best March ever. They reckon that April was fantastic. So it's really good to see the, you know, town start to get back to what it should be, and especially to enjoy Easter and have it just full of people like Mildura was over the weekend. So how good was that?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. Now, the Murray Basin Rail Project, what's happening there?
Yeah, nothing. Look, it's a major project that we need to see completed, and the state government promised to standardise our rail line right through to Melbourne, and that hasn't been completed. And the Rail Freight Alliance, which I chair, we're starting a big push at the moment to see if we can get the government to basically complete its promise to us and fix that railway line up. It now takes about 3 hours each way longer to get to Melbourne than before they fixed it. So, you know, that's not really fixing our railway line system. And we deserve an up-to-date, up-to-standard railway line that gets our freight to Melbourne on time every time, but in a reasonable amount of time. So we'll be pushing for that. It'll help all our growers, our wheat growers, and all the produce that we put on rail. And it's safer, gets cars and trucks off the road. So we're hoping that the government will listen to us and get that project finished.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Always great to catch up with you, Councillor. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Have a ripper Wednesday. We'll catch up again next week. Mildura City Councillor Glenn Milne.